tourism industry is gathering at Croke Park today to attend Fáilte Ireland's first national conference on driving climate action in tourism businesses. The conference will provide practical supports for businesses in measuring and reducing their carbon footprint. CEO of Fáilte Ireland, Paul Kelly, joins us in studio. Thank you very much for coming in, Paul.
Good morning, Patricia.
Ireland has always been promoted as a green country, as in the colour green. Shouldn't Ireland have always been a leader when it came to sustainable tourism?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Sustainable tourism is critically important now and going forward. There's been a whole raft of initiatives that Fáilte Ireland and many industry members have already been taking in this space. For example, we in Fáilte Ireland have been monitoring the environmental impact all along the Wild Atlantic Way since it was first founded 10 years ago. We're bringing best-in-class sustainable practices to all of our product development. Many in the tourism industry are doing excellent initiatives around sustainable practices. But what today is really about is to share those best practices and to figure out the next steps in this critical journey around improving climate action in tourism and reducing our carbon footprint as a sector. So it's obviously all of the sectors in Ireland now have have big targets in terms of the government's climate action targets, and we'll be joined today by Minister Catherine Martin, and she'll be outlining that and outlining kind of new sustainable tourism policy that her department are working on at the moment. But it is really around, as you say, giving businesses those practical tools and guidance as to how they can take further action in reducing their carbon footprint.
You've developed what you're calling 8 expert climate action business guides. Can you give us an overview of the recommendations in those guides?
Yeah, so in order to reduce your carbon footprint, there's no one silver bullet. It's a huge range of small actions that together add up to a significant impact. So our guides cover things like energy usage and efficiency, management of water, management of waste, also things like carbon offsetting. So a whole range of different things, and biodiversity. So a whole range of different things that businesses can do, and all sorts of practical. So everything from like practical examples of, reducing the flow in showers in hotel bedrooms, for example. Okay. That can make an impact. If you think about those rotary toasters that we all see at breakfast in hotel rooms, in hotel breakfast rooms, if you think about how turning those off sooner and maybe using different types of toasters, a whole range of different initiatives and training of staff on those initiatives can make a really big difference to the carbon footprint of a business.
What does the carbon calculator measure, and where can tourism businesses access it?
Yeah, we'll be introducing the carbon calculator to the tourism industry this morning. This is an excellent tool that's been developed by the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, and we are kind of adapting and encouraging the tourism industry to adopt this carbon calculator. And this really is a user-friendly way for businesses to measure their carbon footprint and to calculate the amount of carbon their business is using, and then to track this over time, because obviously what you can't manage what you can't measure. So it's a really good way for businesses to understand their own carbon footprint.
Now, you said earlier that you have been measuring the environmental impact on the Wild Atlantic Way. Can you tell us about what has the environmental impact been of the Wild Atlantic
Way? We've developed it in terms of developed the Wild Atlantic Way in a way really carefully, really delicately, to not damage the critical beautiful environment that we have there. And that is so important. Our natural and built heritage in Ireland is so important to what Irish tourism product offers the world. So it's been critical that as we have looked to increase the visitors along the Wild Atlantic Way, which we've done fantastically well over the last 10 years, that we've done that in a way that hasn't damaged those local environments, has protected the biodiversity and wildlife and the natural environment that's there. So, and that's been something that we've monitored on an ongoing basis. And pleased to say that we continue to develop that in a way that doesn't impact those local environments.
Fáilte Ireland issued guidelines during the pandemic that the hospitality sector absolutely had to adhere to. These guidelines to drive climate action are arguably even more important. But are they aspirational? Are there any sanctions if tourism businesses don't follow these guidelines?
No, I think these are very much kind of, I suppose, they're quite different from the kind of public health guidelines that were issued during COVID. These are guidance on how to, for businesses to adopt and how to reduce their carbon footprint. I think in terms of over time, the consumer is really becoming more demanding and around the sustainable practices of businesses. So, the consumer is going to be looking for sustainable businesses. And so I think that's one of the key motivations that businesses will have. But I think everyone one. We're joined by going to be joined by over 200 industry today, and that shows the industry's own commitment to do this, not just because it's smart for business, but it's the right thing to do.
Separately, there was a report out last week from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, which said that nearly one in four tourist accommodation bedrooms is being used to accommodate Ukrainian refugees. Is this a concern for Fáilte Ireland?
Yeah, this is a very significant concern for everyone involved in tourism. Tourism, I'd describe it as a complex symbiotic ecosystem where lots of different types of businesses rely on each other. So, you know, the local restaurants, bars, cafes, retail, art galleries, visitor attractions, activity providers, they rely on visitors having a place to stay in their local town or in their local city. And if we have, you know, significant proportions of accommodation stock no longer available for tourists, then visitors have nowhere to stay. And if they've nowhere to stay, then they won't be there to eat and drink and shop and visit visitor attractions. So, you know, if we go through next tourism season with a really large proportion of stock out of the system, then we have a really significant risk of significant business failure in those other sectors. And then when the accommodation comes back on stream, those businesses won't be there to support that, and that will have a further knock-on effect. So it is really important that, and I know the government are working very hard at trying to do everything that is possible to have tourism accommodation available for tourism and to have appropriate places for the humanitarian needs.
Okay, Paul Kelly, CEO of Fáilte Ireland, thank you for joining us on the programme.